We're going to bring on our next guest here on election night. He was former congressman of the House of Representatives from 1981 to 1988. Soon after, he became the Louisiana governor from 1988 to 1992. 1991 of March, he switched his affiliation from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. Last time he was with us, he was the candidate, presidential candidate for the Reform Party and the Republican Party. Since then, he has endorsed Gary Johnson, governor of New Mexico, for the United States president of 2012 for the Libertarian Party. His name is Charles Elson Buddy Romer. We'll call him governor on this broadcast. Mr. Buddy Romer, thanks for being on with us. Hope everything's well. Glad to be back with you.
Everything is well, and I love talking to you, man. You have a great show, and thanks for asking me to be on.
Governor, you know, those words really touch us here, and we thank you for coming back, and hopefully in 4 years you'll be on the ballot, and then my decision won't be any harder than it already is, you know, trying to choose.
It'll be different. That's the truth. You know, I'm always upset when our choices don't reflect America, and I don't think Romney and Obama are bad people. I'm just saying they never get at the real problem. The real problem is that they don't make the decisions. The special interests do, and somewhere, sometime, somebody is going to have the courage to stand up and say it.
And we've already been seeing that, Governor. We've seen it on social networks throughout the past few months. We see how Virgil Good, Rocky Anderson, Jill Stein, Gary Johnson are now becoming more of just a third-party candidate. Now they're becoming someone that a lot of people are discussing and talking about and putting it in their decision of who should be the president of the United States.
Exactly. And you know, I know news people have a tough time. It's a tough job. And I know tonight you're working under those same restrictions. But this is not a game. This is not a contest. This is not a football game. This is about the future of our country. And I think most people take it seriously. And I think most people are very unhappy that after all this fussing and fighting and barking and screaming, it's come down to no choice at all. The first person after this election, either late tonight or tomorrow when we know who's going to win, my prayer is that they will mention the word reform and say that I'm not going to stand for business as usual, that America is too important than that. Man, I'd love for that to happen.
There are so many lines, Governor, that I hear on TV. You watch those movies, and there's always the director who tries to put his views out in his two-hour Hollywood entertainment special. And you sit there, and you hear one good line, and you say to yourself, imagine if President Obama said that. Or imagine if candidate Mitt Romney could be President Romney. Imagine him saying that line. Imagine how America would react. But, you know, Governor, we just don't see We just don't see it as often as we want to.
Well, I understand their problem. They're dependent on the money. I mean, I proved last year, working hard, working honestly, raising $1.5 million, it wasn't enough. It takes money to win. And they're afraid to talk about reform because it's going to upset the big boys. It's going to upset the special interests. It's going to upset business as usual. But here's my position. That's exactly what we need to do. Upset business as usual. Put the people first and see what happens.
What we also have to do is we have to bring all the voters, the young voters and the older ones together, and we have to understand what's the problem, understand what problems we need to reform, and how we can keep that consistently in the next 10 to 20 years. Because right now, a lot of us really don't know what the problem is, and I think that's the real problem. You know, we cannot discover what the problem is to then find out what we should reform. Again,
well,
I'm not
well,
into taking
you,
away
you,
things.
You said you say it well, and let me say it in my kind of Southern approach. I talk to young people every day around the country. I speak on college campuses. I'm a banker, and I talk at bankers' conventions, young bankers, trying to help people. I mean, it's a worthy profession, but they've never lived in a time where the parties work together, where a president said, let's put the country first. I'm not going to put my reelection first. I'm going to put the country first, and here's my commitment to you. I will build a team across party lines, and we'll have the best people in each job. I don't care what party they're in. And America ought to build a kind of team. I'm from Louisiana, and I watched LSU and Alabama play the other night. And I was just fascinated in the year 2012, where these two great teams were fully integrated. 25, 30 years ago, they were not integrated. They were all white. Now they're white and black. They have the best team they can on the field. Why aren't we like that in America? Why don't we have the best team in Congress, Republicans and Democrats and independents? Why don't we stop picking people by their party and start picking them for their ability? And to me, it's a fundamental change in American politics. This is just another election to me. I hope the best person wins. To me, it's just a game. What's important to me is if a president comes out of this and looks at the American people tonight or tomorrow night or Saturday morning and says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the country first. And I love my party, but it comes second. I'm going to reach across the aisle and get the best women and men from all over the country, and we're going to make America strong again, provide jobs again, give training again, make common sense again, get fair trade with China, in 5 years get a budget that we can defend, get tax reform. Man, if the president were to do that, it would take your breath away, but it won't happen.
Right now we are speaking with the former governor of Louisiana, while speaking with the former congressman and former presidential candidate for the Republican Party and Reform Party, Governor Buddy Romer. The problem is this all could happen, but the problem is it's not going to. And we know Joe Biden, Vice President, Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader, that role might change. It depends on the results. They know it. And they understand it. I hear those little lines of, you know, President Obama, we want change. Joe Biden, this is not the Republican Party you saw 50 years ago. And the problem is they are taking advantage of what we believe in. You know, those who feel that, you know, we need to come together, create bipartisanship, create reform, create consistently, and we are seeing it, but they're taking advantage of us to grab our votes. And then when they go into the Oval Office in January, we're suddenly forgotten for another 3 years. And I think that's unfair, and that should be addressed, and that should be reported on, that right now they're cheating us.
Absolutely. They won't tell you the truth. I mean, that's a pretty strong word to use, the truth. And I hate to be slave to the truth. But if you're not slave to the truth, you're subject to the lie. And so what we need from our leaders is the truth. And they're not talking about getting the budget in balance. They're not talking about tax reform, because they get their money from special interest. And how are special interests doing in this country? How are the big banks on Wall Street doing? How are they internationalist doing with trade with China? They've never done as well as they're doing now. And this was an election where each candidate raised $1 billion. You don't know who they raised it from. You don't know what promises they made to raise the money. I am just sick about it. But you said something very important, and let me go back and repeat it again. nothing that's wrong with America is beyond our ability to change it. We can change this country. We can do it. Budget, health care, energy, taxes, jobs, fair trade, complete immigration. We can do these things. They won't be all Republican or all Democrat. They'll be part of the real world. But to get it done, to make those changes, we need a leader who puts campaign money second and the people first. And I make you a commitment on this election night. I will spend a large part of my time for the next 4 years trying to lead the independents and the people who want reform, lead Congress to do the things that we need done. For if we do that, we'll turn this country around.
And right now, you're already started. You created an organization. It's called the Reform Project. Can you tell me and my audience a little bit about it?
Yes, it's a bipartisan, not-for-profit attempt to get people involved in spite of an election or no matter what happens tonight, to get them committed to real reform. And we're going to go to the Congress and make a case that the best way to change America is to have a president who's prepared to act on these issues. And we're going to give people a choice. People always tell us in this country, well, buddy, if I could get a chance to vote for something like you talk about, then I would do it. Well, here's what we're going to do. BS is over. We're going to give them a chance to put up or shut up. And it's thereformproject.org. Let me say it again. Thereformproject.org. You can get on its website. We don't need you to send us anything. We just need you to commit to get involved, and let's turn this country around. I'm excited about the possibilities, and I'm going to try to make it happen.
And I think you have a better chance now than you ever did. Like I mentioned before, you have social networks, you have the internet. You have more and more Americans who are fed up with how one party is doing, how the other party is doing, how Washington is doing as a whole, and our Congress. They are fed up. We see the numbers. We see the polls. They are pissed off. And they want real change. And if President Obama does get elected, we hope we can see, you know, some real change to begin.
Sure.
If Mitt Romney does, I mean, I personally doubt we'll see any true change. We'll just go backwards and then kind of mix around a bit. So,
well, let's don't write him off. If he wins, I'm going to challenge him the day
of
after
course.
The election.
Yes.
Speak about reform, Mr. Romney.
Exactly.
We'll support you if you did that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a believer. I'm a Methodist boy. You know I believe in things. and I believe this can be done. But I'm not going to write them off. I'm going to give them a chance. But I warn them. I'm going to call them out. I'm going to challenge them. Let's stand up for America.
You know, I wish you were still in Congress and you said those words on C-SPAN or CNN, because you have a lot of Democrats. For example, Harry Reid, that we mentioned before, who said that I will not work with a Romney administration. I have a lot of friends who are 20, 21 years old who are saying if Mitt Romney gets to be president, we are in doom. I'm not going to listen to him. Where you right now are saying to me, if this guy comes in, then let's start something. Let's begin to reform. I'm not going to ignore him. He's our president. He was rightfully voted in. And let's start creating real change. And I wish a lot of congressmen said that.
Absolutely. Look, let's don't. This is not a game where there are winners and losers. We ought to win. And in my life, I've had the chance to turn what somebody thought was a loss into a victory. I mean, in the last 3 years, I have run for president. I have created a new bank. One of the banks that I started 6 years ago reached a $1 billion level. We didn't foreclose on a single mortgage. I mean, I've done that in the last 3 years, and I'm an old man. I'm 69. So I'm telling the young people in your audience and the independents in your audience, let's see how this election goes. And then let's stand up for the person who wins and say, we're with you, Mr. President, but here's the way to do it. Start with reform. Put real people in the room, not lobbyists, not special interests. Put America first. And, Mr. President, I don't care what party you're in, I'll go with you to hell and back to build a country.
Governor Romer, former governor of Louisiana, former congressman from both parties of the political spectrum, and he was a presidential candidate for the Republican and the Reform Party. And we like here on the show to congratulate you for what you've done. Because like you mentioned, running campaigns are expensive. It's a lot of work. And for us to see you go and do the best you can, we congratulate you for that, because it is
a huge
challenge.
You've been so kind to me over the past year and a half. Let's don't lose our contact, okay? Let's promise each other that we're going to work together and get this country right.
I think we could, and I think 2013, I'm not going anywhere until someone tells me I can't leave this mic, and you're not going anywhere until someone tells you that, you know, that there is no more change we need in this country, because there's always change. There's always room for change, for something better, and something beyond.
Well, the country is forever being rebuilt. I mean, you know, when they passed the Constitution, they didn't have the Bill of Rights in it. They had to make that amendment. I mean, there was a lot of concern that our Constitution wasn't worthy of a vote because it didn't have a Bill of Rights in it. We had to add that. We're always building America. Don't lose faith, folks. Don't give up hope. Let's keep building.
And you know what? I'm going to start building now. I got my tool chest, and I'm ready to build. Governor Romer, always a pleasure being on the show. Hope we can speak to you very soon, get an update on your progress of bringing real change to both parties in Washington and real reform to the United States of America.
Let's do it, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun building a country, not a party, a country.
That's right. Governor Romer, have a good one, okay?
Thanks, man.